When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Tuesday, February 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Another market decline as tensions escalate in Eastern Europe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 482 points, or 1.4%, to close at 33,596. The Nasdaq finished down 166 points, or 1.2%, and the S&P 500 was down 44 points, or about 1%. That brings the S&P into correction territory, down more than 10% from its recent peak. Investors fear a war between Russia and Ukraine could disrupt commodity supplies when inflation is already weighing on growth and prompting central banks to tighten monetary policy. A conflict also threatens to restrict access to Russian gas and disrupt the region's sizable trade in agricultural commodities. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, rose 1.5% to $96.84 a barrel. This afternoon, President Biden announced sanctions against Russia, targeting two of its banks, its sovereign debt, and wealthy individuals there. The geopolitical tensions, as well as concerns about economic growth, hit consumer discretionary stocks particularly hard. Home Depot had its worst daily performance since the start of the pandemic, with shares falling nearly 9% after the company posted slightly lower sales growth. Lowe's finished down 3.6%. Other widely held retail stocks also declined, including Dollar General down 4% and Best Buy down 7.3%. And Macy's couldn't escape the grasp of today's downbeat market sentiment. Shares fell about 5% even after the retailer posted better than expected earnings. And in corporate news, SoFi Technologies fell nearly 10% after the Wall Street Journal reported that it was buying banking software maker Technisys for about $1.1 billion. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.